Welcome to Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Ramey. Your encouraging verse of the day, Genesis chapter 17, verse 19. Then God said, "No, Sarah your wife shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his descendants after him." Okay, God is saying right now, Abraham, your wife is going to bear a son, and you will call his name Isaac. And I'm going to establish my covenant with him. That relationship that God and Isaac will have together. That covenant. So as you can see here, now God is, as you can see here in the last several of this chapter, is talking about God's covenant with Abraham and with his wife and with the son and everything. And that his descendants, who have a covenant with his descendants and everything. So you're seeing the blessing of God take place. You're seeing God telling him his promise good. Can I say it that way? You know, God promised him this, and now you're going to start to see it happen. So as you can see here, when God promises you something, you better take it to the bank. That's right. The old saying goes, because he delivers on his promise. Now, I know sometimes we make promises to each other and we break them and our feelings get hurt and everything, but God, he always keeps his promise. You can trust him and put everything you have in God, because he's always going to see you through. He's always going to be by your side. He's always going to be with you. That's the thing about God. When you have that right relationship with him, that covenant with him, and that relationship with him, hallelujah, God is always going to be by your side. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're doing, God is always going to be by your side. God is so good to us, folks. He loves us, folks. He loves us, and he is in control. Hallelujah. Let him be in control of your life today. Give him everything you have today. Praise him and give him glory, for he is wonderful in our lives. Let me pray with you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for listeners' podcast. I pray, Lord, you just be with them for your glory. I pray, Lord, you just touch them today. Lead, guide, and direct them. Bless their day, Lord. We thank you for this day that you have blessed us with. We want to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. We want to magnify your name, and we want to thank you, God. You're so wonderful to us, God, and we want to praise you, God, for who you are. Thank you for always being with us. Thank you for always being there, God. And, Lord, we want to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Lord, I pray for anybody today. I pray, Lord, you touch their need right now. Be with them today, God. Let your presence manifest in their life today for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, I want to say thank you. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to listen to this podcast. I hope it's a blessing to you. And I just want to help you grow in your relationship with the Lord for his glory. Have a blessed day.